I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. It's Thursday, the 17th day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's warm, 63 degrees.
Freeway's in good shape, but some construction in Taylorsville will be a problem this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this morning, an amazing follow-up to what happened yesterday morning. Seconds mattered in the rescue of a driver from a front-runner track, and now we know more about how the train conductor helped out, too.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, this amazing video now making its way across the country. The Utah Highway Patrol trooper pulling a man from his car with seconds to spare. And now we know that the conductor was doing all he could as well to save that man's life, too. UTA says Riley Nelson noticed something on the tracks about a half a mile away. He immediately used the emergency brake to slow the train down from 79 to 30 miles per hour. That gave the trooper that few extra seconds he needed. UTA plans to release their video from the train sometime, hopefully soon. And the spokesman told Dave Nujanovic that maybe it's time for the state to look at a better barrier in that spot. Live Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We've learned the name of the woman who was found dead in a Midvale hotel. 66-year-old Lynette Pierce was an administrative assistant for the University of Utah's College of Nursing for 22 years. Police are not saying how she died, but are treating her death at the Motel 6 as a homicide.
The father of a Utah tech industry CEO who was found dead in a rental car is expressing some frustration about the response from the San Jose, California Police Department. Details from KSL TV's Garna Mejia.
Aaron Valenti's father, Joseph Valenti, tells me that they're really grateful for the way in which police responded to the scene on Saturday when her body was located. He said they were very compassionate. However, they're concerned about the investigation and the way it was handled. He questions whether enough was done to locate Aaron in the hours and days following her disappearance.
A memorial service for Aaron Valenti is being planned in the coming weeks.
An iconic Democrat in Congress has died. KSL's top national stories now. Shawn Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings has died. He was 68. The Democrat recently got into a tiff with President Trump, who called his hometown of Baltimore rat-infested.
Come to Baltimore, and I promise you, you will be welcome.
Cummings died at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore of complications from long-standing health problems. Democrat leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer stormed out of a meeting with President Trump about Syria yesterday, reportedly after some name-calling, Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy.
The other Democrats stayed and actually had a very productive meeting.
Both sides took to Twitter afterwards to give their take on the dust-up. The U.S. House passed bipartisan resolution yesterday condemning President Trump's withdrawal of U.S. troops from northern Syria. But the president stands by his decision to pull out.
Let them work it out. We shouldn't be over there.
The ranking Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee co-sponsored that joint resolution, which next heads to the Senate. And it looks like a Brexit deal has been reached. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the head of the European Union reporting the plan, which still faces approval by Parliament and the EU member states. Both sides are calling it a fair deal. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Shawn Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A teacher strike in Chicago begins today. Classes have already been canceled citywide. Nancy Serrano and her husband both work for the school system.
My husband's a PSRP. I'm a teacher. Walking out tomorrow means we won't have income for a day or two or three, and I have four kids. So this is a major sacrifice, but my husband and I are willing to do it because it's important. And it's going to benefit all children, not just my own.
Teachers are demanding wage increases, paid prep time, smaller classroom sizes, and funding for school psychologists, librarians, and nurses.
Police in suburban Milwaukee say a 7-year-old boy was picked up by Child Protective Services after he was found vaping in a school classroom. The second grader was discovered with the device last week. A social worker was called to the school, took custody of the boy, and then checked him into a children's hospital. The child's mother later told police the vaping device with CBD oil was taken from her purse. The child was returned, and she was not charged.
You have to be 21 to buy tobacco in Ohio starting today.
Ohio state lawmakers passed the legislation over the summer, bumping the age to buy tobacco, e-cigarettes, and vaping products to 21. Governor Mike DeWine saying in a release that increasing the age to 21 will reduce the chances of young people starting to smoke and becoming regular smokers. The move comes as state lawmakers consider regulations on flavored e-cigarettes. The Ohio Health Department is reporting 32 cases of lung illness linked to vaping in the state. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.